Why is it we can't get anything done about this crazy carbon tax that doesn't benefit the environment and is sucking? I told my audience, I looked up the daily gasoline sales in Washington State. It's about 3 million gallons a day. So if we're paying an extra dollar a gallon, that's 3 million bucks a day that Jay Inslee and his carbon buddies are sucking out of everybody's pocket.
Well, you know, this is a combination of all these idiotic climate bills and all this stuff, like this cap and trade, which they call cap and invest, which is what we call cap and tax. I go, this is nothing more than a crony capitalist shell game. I said to him, I go, you know, if you want to raise price of gas a dollar, just go ahead and do it. You know, just raise it a dollar. You don't need a 78-page nonsensical bill creating all this government bureaucracy just because you want to suck the lifeblood out of people. And here's what you're getting for this dollar. Nothing. You're not getting anything for this. So it's not like, oh, you know, I really care about the environment. I'm willing to pay a dollar more, and I get this great environmental benefit. You're not getting anything for this. I mean, all this is way cap and trade works. For your audience, to simplify it, 0 to 100, the cap is 50. If you're above 50, you have to buy credits from somebody below 50. So now everybody's at 50. What's the change to the environment? What's the benefit? Nothing. It's just a crony capitalist shell game. I mean, the infection on this climate stuff is so deep. I just came from the ALEC conference where they were talking about this ESG. There's a webpage, ESG Hurts. And what this is your retirement funds might be invested by certain groups, certain investment counselors, BlackRock, for example. And what they do is they take your money and then you basically give them your proxy voting rights. So when you buy the stock that's listed on your retirement plan, they get the voting rights for that, not you. And then they go and say, we want you to enforce our climate agenda. And what are you getting for this? You're not getting anything for this. I mean, when I was in college in 1976, landscape architecture, we were designing landscapes for hobbit holes because people were going to be living in underground houses because we were going to be a frozen ball of ice by 2000. And now we're going to be a burning cinder. I mean, this is nonsense.
Well, and not only that, but the other part, the S part of ESG, environmental and social governance. Isn't social governance how we got Anheuser-Busch to bring on Dylan Mulvaney to sell beer as a transgender and the company lost $27 billion or Target to sell swimsuits that are girls' swimsuits but room to tuck a little boy's private parts away and they lost billions of dollars? That's the stuff that ESG is pushing, and they want retirement funds to invest in that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you better check, see if your retirement funds are investing in this nonsense. You know, if you were going to put this on a geological timescale, you know, you would say like the 50s were the patriotic period, the 60s a free love period, etc. And then you would get to the 2000s and you would say, this is the insane period when people don't even know what sex they are. And instead of encouraging our children to be men or women, and this is how a man behaves, he's polite, he's a gentleman, this is how a lady behaves, none of that. Now they're telling our kids, well, you might be a woman or you might be a man, and they're going out there doing this, you know, mutilation surgery. I mean, this is crazy stuff. But I want to touch on this climate stuff a little more because recently there was an article by the Japanese Academy of Astronomy, and they said every 41,000 years, the planet actually tilts a little bit one way or the other, and that's what causes the ice ages. So, you know, it's the gravitational pull of the planets and all this other stuff, and it's a reoccurring thing, and they predicted every ice age, you know, going back with this model. So if the tilt of the planet is what's causing the climate to change, what are we supposed to do? Everybody move to the southern part of the state to try to tilt the planet? This is crazy stuff.
It is, Phil. I'm talking to Senator Phil Fortunato. And the other crazy thing is, if we're headed back toward colder times, and we may be, because it may be that they're going to predict one. Like you said, they predicted more cold coming. Now they're predicting more hot coming. If we complete the circle and go back to cold, we better know how to make energy really, really well. Senator Fortunato, I appreciate the time.